to the Mars Anomaly Podcast. I am your host, Ephraim Palermo. This is a series of podcasts discussing Mars and the anomalies of Mars, adventure into the strange world of Mars and Martian anomalies. Hello, this is episode number one, the Introduction Podcast. Mars has always been a planet of mystery and intrigue. With the rovers on the planet now and new satellites orbiting it, more and more information is coming from Mars and an increased interest on Mars from scientists to the layman. There are many people who look at Mars and find it very interesting, and there are those who look at Mars and see things that nobody else sees. Anomalies, you may call them. What is an anomaly? Well, let's look at a definition for the word anomaly. Here's a definition. An odd, peculiar, or strange condition, situation, or quality. Another definition, an incongruity or inconsistency. So what some people do when they look at Mars is they see something odd or peculiar, they take it up, they take a look at it and form theories and ideas. And some of these are very subjective, for sure, and cannot be proven beyond what you have in an image. But still, there's a subculture of Martian enthusiasts who study these anomalies. So this should be very interesting. This is not going to be your typical scientific study of Mars, or, you know, there's probably no NASA scientist in his right mind will listen to this podcast. But, you know, and again, I'm not condoning or accepting most of what I would talk about, but presenting as a form of interest. Now, my initiation into this came about when I was studying Mars, and I came across images of dark stains. And this looked very strange to me, which to me was like an anomaly, like what is this dark stain on the surface? And I kind of brushed it off, but then I looked further and I'll find another image with it. And I got curious enough to see what NASA had to say about it. And what they said was, these were just dust stains. Well, I didn't agree with that. It just didn't seem right. And it could be totally right, but I just thought, well, that looks kind of strange to be a dust stain. And I will take this up in a future podcast, The Stains of Mars. Anyway, I did further research and encountered over 450 of these stains in different images. I gathered enough information and with some colleagues published a paper on the stains of Mars and presented it to the Mars Society Convention in Stanford in the year 2001. Now, my paper mostly was saying that these stains were water related. And believe it or not, at that time, water on Mars was considered an anomaly. But it created interest, and it gave me some experience, and I encountered other anomalous who are a little bit more on the left or right, you know, of standard, you know, Mars ideas. And it's very interesting, and I realized I came across this vast, vast subculture of people who have various ideas and theories about Mars that you won't find on mainstream science. I think some of the ideas are a little bit on left field. You know, some have validity, some are very interesting. What I realized, though, is what this is a form of living science fiction mixed in with some science fact. All of the subjective ideas about the anomalies of Mars can create a science fiction book in itself if you wanted to make it science fiction. So join me in looking at these various ideas on Martian anomalies, and let's take a trip to the dark side of Mars. If you have something that you'd like me to look into or talk about, feel free to give me a call at area code 503-616-3908. Or you can email me at marspodcast@palermoproject.com. And I also have a website link you can go to, palermoproject.com. That's palermoproject.com. I welcome any mail, any suggestions or comments, or any areas of interest. All right, thank you.